brings us neatly to what we have called psyche.
Yeah.
But strictly speaking, be called mind, I suppose, in Buddhist thought.
Yeah. Yeah. So if body is a kind of zooming in on the form side of name and form, then psyche is a kind of zooming in on the name side, the kind of mental side. So the curious thing about the body, because we're saying here that psyche is the cause of the body, because we're going back another step in the chain, that's very counterintuitive to us in the West, the idea that the mind causes the body rather than the body causing the mind. But this is an experiential model, and what we find when we look into experience is that our experience of the body is mental. You know, when we look inside and we find physical sensations, a sense of our physical embodiment, it's a mental experience. So cool.
Yeah, I mean all of our things that we experience happen in our brains. It's as we were saying, even when we talk about the sixth sense, it's still filtered through the brains. The physical thing that happens in your eye as the light refracts off it gets decoded in the brain, that all of our experience is there. And our sense of ourselves, to a large point, until you start really looking at it, is this thing, you know. But I think the reason why you changed the name, though, was because of how mind was used in the six senses.
Yeah, so in six senses, mind is another sense. Mind is the ability to sense things internally, to sense things subjectively. Yeah. And what I think we're talking about here is a kind of the instantiation of individual consciousness.
Okay.
What we're talking about here, what gives rise
to... In simple terms, it's just... just consciousness coming into you, man.
What gives rise to the body is the sense that we have a mind, you know, our mind. I mean, coming back to the mental experience of the body, you know, a couple of other things come up, a couple of oddities. We don't really have or know what body is as such. You know, a heart's beat, you know, without us doing anything, we don't have to be aware of that in order for that to happen. Yeah. You know, we breathe, the blood goes round. We don't have to be aware of it. We're not most of the time.
It's like we have a body rather than we are the body.
And this psyche is, I think you've summed it up really nicely there. That's the bit of it. We are something.
Yeah, because it's an interesting, you know, when you see things like you know, you have the mind games of what if my mind was in a different body. But we never kind of think of, and I stole this from somewhere, so it's not as if it's my thought, but you never think that, or really spend much time thinking about what would my body be like if it had a different mind? Because you don't associate with the body at all. You associate with the mind having this body. That's the kind of relationship. Because you think, if my body had a different mind, it's a different body, it's a different person. You know, we almost have this idea of the body being separate from us. Well, at least I do. I can't speak to other people's experience. But, you know, like if you get sick, it's like, well, who's in charge of that? Because it's not me.
So psyche is precisely that sense of individuality that you've singled out there, whereas mind, back in six senses, is more, you know, a capacity for introspection.
Right, yes, yeah, okay. So what would the psyche, which is, it's the Greek term for soul, essentially, isn't it, though?
Yeah.
But it's not soul in the way that we have like the Christian version of soul, where we have like the spirit part of us, like an energy thing. It's soul, they meant that this thing, the mental capacity. So it's, and for them, I suppose their equivalent word was soma, right? That would have been the form. So, you know, soul and soma type of thing, that would be name and form and the separation. So I suppose we're slightly jumping ahead here. It being that the thing that comes, the causation of psyche is consciousness. What is it kind of? Huge consciousness, grand consciousness, that, you know, like feel the consciousness kind of in a sense centralized, like a pinpoint of it in psyche.
Well, we'll get to that
right
in due course, but I think the important thing here is that sense of individuality. And I think, you know, I've been a bit naughty here, really, because we're basically talking about the soul. The existence of the soul is something that Buddhism, you know, strictly rules out.
Yeah, that idea of a self.
Yeah, as well. So a little bit of Western tradition has crept in here, you know, and that's another reason for using that Greek term, psyche.
Yeah.
It is something perhaps intermediate between, you know, the pure consciousness that we're going to talk about in a minute.
Yeah.
And, you know, the cognitive functions that a mind performs, you know, it's something in between all of that. It's something... that sense of being an individual.
Yeah, so from a divinationary point of view, where are we in this?
Pretty much all the stuff that would go along with the idea of psyche or soul. So individuality, you know, deep emotion, deep personal subjective experience.
Right. Individualized experience. Yeah, experience stuff as an individual, separate. It's dualism, I suppose.
Where we are in the chain at the moment, we're beyond sensory experience now.
Yeah.
So it's more that kind of dimension of being, you know, if we were in a Western context, we might talk about the etheric or the astral at this level. So it's emotionality, sensitivity, individuality, imagination.
So deep feelings and vivid sensations, mental acuity, insight. Mm. So insight, you're saying, and this would be more of an emotional nature rather than insight into the greater, you know, so it'd be insight into my feelings, my experience, what it means for me, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, more the kind of intuition sense of insight there.
Right.
Okay. Being able to grasp things on a deep emotional level.
And so what then would be the reversed?
You know, a more kind of mechanistic approach to things, you know, a more kind of dumbed down sort of domain of experience, not feeling, not connecting on an intuitive level with things.
Would it be like, you know, when you see someone playing a piece of music and you say there's no soul to it, it doesn't have that quality or something, is it?
Yeah.
Is it that
Insensitivity.
Yeah.
So what's going on with the imagery?
Well, again, desert. We have, because it's kind of the body's not fully formed, you know, because it forms next since we start. It's kind of conceived, obviously, like that, because it's not really psyche, although it's physical. I probably should have just done a brain, possibly, but... but there is the kind of notion of the greater consciousness kind of... coming in, coming down, but there's still the blindness of the clouds in front, so it's not, you know, it's not fully, I suppose, materialized like it is previous to the body. So it's I suppose in one sense, until you get the body, you don't get the causation that we were talking about, that, you know, you need both this, the body and the thing to be seen. So there's still a kind of an element of, not that you're blind, but there's nothing yet to see or something like that. That was kind of the idea, just trying to bring it in.
I mean, the way I took it was, you know, the eyes are obscured, so this suggests looking inward, having to look inward.
Yes, yeah. So you can see it. Yes, so it is just a thing. Yeah.
I love the storm clouds underneath.
Yeah.
Which suggests, sort of, to me anyway, sort of, you know, deep emotion.
The dark, kind of the formed from the darkness.
Yeah.
And then again, coming, the, you know, it's just hovering above the physicalness, coming in into being, I suppose, still this kind of idea. I like this one. I don't know why he's red. It just felt right. Like it's rather than blue that the other bodies would be. I suppose it's red until it cools and then it's blue, isn't it? Like that's it, in this kind of a notion. And I suppose the orange and above them and the light of the soul, and there's all of these kind of things. I like it. And I like that you don't know what size it is. Is this a tiny wee thing? Or is it, you know, is he miles and miles and miles and miles and miles long? Because there's rocks, but there's no kind of sense of scale. You could have a tiny wee human in one of the rocks, or it literally could be happening over a pile of stones.
Yeah, so it's not constrained by the physical world. You know, it sort of floats over the top, doesn't it? As you say, you can't locate it precisely in the physical world of the desert. Yeah, nice.
Not that I dislike any of them, I have to say, but it's one of my favourites. Another one of those ones that when that it told me what it was rather than I impressed my stuff, my rubbish into it. So from psyche, we move to consciousness.
Yeah.